Welcome back to Money News. We've heard from the New South Wales Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, in regards to the overhaul of new rules in regards to first home buyers to try and stimulate that part of the economy. And certainly after 7 o'clock in the news, we'll do a comparison of the various states and their schemes, plus also speak with the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, a little bit later. But I thought it was worthwhile getting on one body that is concerned about one element of it. This is about increasing the stamp duty and land tax surcharges on foreign buyers. The Urban Development Institute of Australia, which represents many of those big construction companies, is worried. So let's now go to Steve Mann, who is the chief executive of that organisation. Steve, many thanks for your time.
Evening, Ross.
Why worried about foreign buyers? Many people say they're crowding local buyers out of the marketplace.
Yeah, look, it's a very interesting section of debate and focus, I guess, from government. I think we want to be a competitive international city, don't we? So do we want to have closed doors or open doors to the world? And do we want to drive new capital into our city or not? And these are the sort of decisions that put barriers up for that capital that will help us provide affordable housing, because it's not just the end buyer, it's the developer who's bringing the funds to create these products.
I sort of get that, but many of the developers coming into Australia are marketing those products only to foreign buyers. That seems to me to be one of the fundamental problems when you're trying to get more housing for local buyers, but when you've got new construction, it's only being marketed to foreign buyers.
Yeah, look, I think that would be a fair concern, Ross, but really that has changed quite dramatically over the last year. There's a lot more restrictions on capital coming out of places like China. And in fact, a lot of those foreign companies are marketing their products here in Australia to Australian home buyers.
And do you believe that that foreign product that's coming in from overseas that is being built by, say, Chinese developers is fairly typical? Do you believe that that type of product is attractive to an Australian buyer, in particular, an Australian home buyer?
Look, I think, you know, our city is changing quite dramatically. We're almost in a perfect storm of great news in terms of, you know, low interest rates and a strong New South Wales and jobs growth and population growth. But at the same time, we've got this real stress in our city of a lot of infrastructure that's not yet delivered, of having the second worst housing affordability in the world.
Tell you what, Steve Mann, the Urban Development Institute of Australia, and of course, you've got similar situations in Brisbane, where we've seen today that apartment sales have dropped 70% in the past 12 months.